Hello and welcome, and a special thank you to everyone who has gathered here in our Delhi studio. The air quality index we are currently breathing is at 295. That's way above the WHO recommended healthy levels. And this is after us being indoors, which basically sums up the action taken by our health ministry. They've basically advised everyone to stay indoors as much as possible, and that's where they have stopped. They don't seem to be too concerned by the fact that at various points this week in the national capital, in parts of UP, Haryana and Rajasthan, all of these places were smothered in smog so thick that it could be sliced with a knife. That the deadly level of carcinogenic pollutants in New Delhi's air surpasses readings in Beijing, a city that used to be the most polluted in the world. According to studies, air pollution causes 3,000 premature deaths in Delhi every year, or 8 deaths a day. Also, one in every third child in Delhi has reduced lung functions, and yet every year we're back in the same place. Why is that? Let's start by asking the government of Delhi. Akshay Marathe is here. The seat beside him is empty because the BJP has, at the last minute, decided that they're not going to be joining us on this show. Perhaps this shows exactly how much of a priority the issue of air pollution is. But Akshay, that's possibly the only time you and the BJP would be sitting together anyway, side by side. But on a more serious note, Akshay, tell us, the weather's improved this weekend, so the smog has lifted a bit. Weather patterns have changed. That has given up and out. You didn't seem to really want to go into this odd even system. It hasn't been proved to have worked in the past. The NGT has given you a lifeline and you've taken it. But we have 3 months more to go of winter. So can you please tell us what has AAP been doing? What has AAP done in the last year since the last odd even? And what are we doing to ensure that you won't have to put it into place over the next 3 months?
Thanks for having me, Sarah. And I would, as a word of assurance, I would like to tell all the people in the audience, as well as viewers who are watching this show, that the Delhi government is doing everything within its power to
deal with... We'd like to know exactly what, concrete examples.
I'll come to that. But before I actually come to what we've done over the last year, I think if we don't identify this problem correctly, we are not going to be able to solve it. And if you keep... It's easy to make a scapegoat out of the Delhi government for this, but you must appreciate that it's a national crisis. It's if you look at NASA's aerosol depth map, the smog that's over Delhi right now stretches all the way from Lahore, Punjab, Haryana, and all into the cities of UP as well.
So correct, but we can only, as residents of Delhi, hold you accountable. So perhaps you can just answer to Delhi.
Absolutely, and we completely take full responsibility for all the pollution that is generated within the city limits of Delhi. And if you have to, you know, come to all the things that we have done over the last year, we shut down a thermal power plant in Rajghat. We've taken steps to green Delhi. In fact, the forest cover of Delhi has grown by 0.23%. From 20.02 to 20.88, over 11 lakh plants have been planted over the last 1 year itself by the Environment Ministry.
So these are saplings right now, or they're full-grown trees
plants. They're not saplings. They've been they've come from a nursery and they've been planted in Delhi.
Okay.
But I think if all of us are here to solve this problem, then it's important to identify it correctly. The Delhi government on its own can deal with pollution that is born in Delhi itself. But the crisis that we are facing right now, in the last few days especially, is not a product of the people of Delhi. The people of Delhi cannot possibly generate this kind of smoke. It's coming from Punjab. I'm not trying to point fingers at Punjab's farmers because it's not their fault. And if all of us don't get together and offer them an economic alternative, this will keep happening.
Though you had one AAP MLA also who was burning his crop residue.
The AAP MLA in question, our party has already condemned his actions. But if you look at what he was saying, even during the protest, he was saying that the Punjab government, it's incumbent upon the Punjab government to offer the farmers of Punjab an alternative to crop burning. If the government is not able to do that, farmers would have to spend as much as 5,000 rupees per acre just to get rid of their waste.
So his choice of protest was to burn, add to the smoke and smog.
It's easy to blame one MLA for this, but you know that's not the case. One MLA is not going to cause this much of a problem. And it's not his problem, it's the problem of our country. If we're not able to solve this, then, well, next year we don't have the same problem.
Okay, but what else have you done? Because it seems, this is not me asking, this is what the NGT has asked. She said, the NGT has asked, what has AAP done? Why are you putting all your eggs in this one basket of odd even when we don't even know if it works?
Actually, odd even does not happen at the whims and fancies of the Aam Aadmi Party government. It's part of the
greater
response.
It sounds like it, because last year you said it was an emergency, but now it seems to be the norm.
That's not true. In fact, in January 2017, the center has notified the Graded Response Action Plan. And Audhiman is actually a part of that. It's not that the Delhi government decides at its own whims and fancies that let's start Audhiman even one fine day. It's part of a Graded Response Action Plan notified by the center.
My question, Akshay, would be this. Last year, Delhiites agreed, we went along with Fortitude. This year, why should we go along? Because it's not as if you've added more buses. It's not as if the metro prices have come down. It's not as if the frequency of the metros have gone up. There is no reason for me to want to cooperate with you because you have done nothing to make this experiment a success.
You know, no matter how much public transport would have added over the last 2 years to Delhi.
No, that is the only solution. Not that how much public transport
would still have happened because there is a refusal to accept that this is not a product of Delhi alone. And even if we are to look at public transport in Delhi over the last 3 years, I have some figures here. We've added 769 cluster buses to Delhi. A tender for 2,000 new DTC buses is on its way. And we've tried very hard to get the center.
But we don't see one new bus. There's not been one new bus on the streets.
That is not true. 769 new buses have been added over the last 3 years. In fact, 108 were inaugurated only a few months ago by the Deputy Chief Minister. What I'm trying to say is that even if we were to do all of those things that the NGT seems to suggest we haven't done, this problem would still have happened, and which is why we need to look at the larger picture.
Let's look at the larger picture. We have Mr. Harish Salve who's joining us. He's a senior lawyer, the former Solicitor General. He's been the amicus curiae in the Supreme Court case. He's the one who suggested that buses in Delhi switch to cleaner CNG fuel to fight pollution. It was in his recommendation that the sale and registration of diesel guzzling luxury cars and SUVs within energy capacity of 2000cc in Delhi was banned. Of course, that was revoked 8 months later in August 2017. Mr. Salve, in your submission to the Supreme Court, you say there's a dichotomy. You said there was a dichotomy or a contradiction between what the Union Government Ministry's stand was on measures to control pollution and that of the Centre's own research reports and findings. What did you mean by this?
Having agreed to the Graded Action Plan, when we applied to the Supreme Court for directions to implement that, the affidavit is symbolic of the attitude which has got us where we are. We Indians, in respect of everything, live in denial. And I'm not talking of the political slugfest which invariably follows a high level of pollution. I'm talking of Indians, all of us. I mean, car manufacturers think their vehicles are a good substitute for air purifiers. Everybody who spoils the atmosphere blames the person sitting next to him for doing something wrong. We all have to take responsibility. The Government of India's affidavit challenges, for example, the report given by the Cancer Institute, who did a study saying their figures need to be revisited. There is no lung problem. There is no this problem. Actually, cars don't cause pollution. Actually, this doesn't cause pollution. So they have only answers in denial. They don't have any positive steps. Look at the crop burning problem. It's a serious problem which chokes this city year on year. And there is some misapprehension in the minds of the Union government. After we put environment in the concurrent list and then we have the Environment Protection Act, it's the Union government which has the primary, as we say, power coupled with duty under the Environment Protection Act to take all steps. And that law cuts across all federal lines because it gives the central government or its nominated agency the power to issue directions to any government, including state government. The Union government should have resolved the issue well in time of making second line of arrangements for the poor farmers who cannot but remove their crop promptly in order to sow the next crop, and yet at the same time make sure it's not burnt. All we do is push the parcel around. Union says it's for state. State says it's for Punjab. Punjab says it's for UP. UP says it's for Delhi. All of us, I mean, we Indians, you know, we have to get out of the, we are very low arousal people. We need to gas 15 million people to death for all of us to sit up and say, okay, we will do something. I believe today I heard somewhere the environment minister at the union has said, yes, we will fix the crop burning problem. I mean, did it need 3 days of gassing 15 million people for the union government to realize their responsibility?
It's important that you say that the center has a duty, because what the environment minister has actually said is a flip-flop. Because when he was health minister, he said that pollution was a slow poison, it's a silent killer. Now as environment minister, he says you can't attribute deaths to pollution. Basically, this government, whether it's the environment ministry, especially the environment ministry, has been saying that you can't use international studies and you can't cite international studies as a reference to impact air pollution in India. What would you say in response?
I have been in the microscure in the forest matter and in this matter now from 1990s, mid-90s. In fact, when Justice Verma asked me to be the amicus curiae in the MC Mehta matter, I told him, I said, sir, I may have a conflict because I was appearing for CM. And he said, oh, Mr. Salve, if you are appearing for CM, you know the problem so well. We will make you amicus and we have faith in you. And that's how the matter went on. And when we did the CNG thing, the chief minister of Delhi was up in arms saying, we have never heard of single fuel. Mr. Ram Nayak, I was in the government that time, but I was wearing two hats as the amicus when we pressed for CNG. I remember Mr. Ram Nayak called me for a meeting and said, Harish, it is never done. You don't have single fuel. You can't have it. It's unworkable. CNG worked perfectly well. Of course, the chief minister then went and took the award for making Delhi such a clean place for introducing CNG fuel. Now, the thing is, we have to stop saying no. And from 96, till the last 5 to 7 years, believe me, we worked so smoothly as an amicus, be it the forest matter, be it the air pollution matter. We invariably sat down with people from the government. We discussed it offline and we invariably came with agreed solutions to the court and orders were made promptly. For the last few years, I've seen this is turning very adversarial. And that is very unfortunate for somebody to say, pollution is not a killer problem in Delhi. I mean, I'm sure at least one good which has been achieved over the last three days of misery
coming from a doctor
is that argument is buried 10 fathoms deep. Nobody will now dare say pollution is not a serious problem. So, and I am going to suggest, we have Chief Justice Thakur said, he says, why don't you run luxury buses for Supreme Court judges? He says, we'll stop coming in cars. Run luxury buses for ministers to come to parliament. For MPs already have buses. You know, each one of us has to find ways of reducing traffic on the road. And I must say, the Delhi government made a lot of promises, and I'm not making this a slugfest. The Delhi government made a lot of promises of getting vacuum cleaners, of getting buses. They've been remiss. Why don't they sit with the union government? If the union government is putting hurdles in their buying buses, tell the union government to buy the buses and debit it to their account. Get the buses on the road. Deal with the problems. Get your heads together. For God's sake, if people die in Delhi, they will not die along political party lines.
Sure, Mr. Salve, you're right. Just deal with the problem. We don't care who accepts the award. We will vote for whoever fixes it. I think I can speak for all Delhiites when we say this. But Adil, let's come across to you. Just deal with the problem. You have the Aam Aadmi Party here, and the Chief Minister says he's written letters to the Punjab Chief Minister. He's called the Punjab Chief Minister, but Mr. Amrinder Singh has no. He thinks it's a waste of time to even meet.
Sarah, this is a serious problem, and we need an immediate solution. But as far as the issue of stubble burning is concerned, it's an economic problem. The previous Akali Dal BJP government has left the Punjab government with a debt of over 2 lakh crore rupees.
Because of that, wouldn't you have been on a stronger wicket if you and the AAP had joined hands and gone to the BJP and exposed them for the hypocrisy?
Sarah, this is an interstate.
Have you not lost an opportunity?
This is an interstate issue, and we took up this matter with the Prime Minister on the 5th of July 2017, and we suggested a pragmatic solution. We told him it doesn't make sense to penalize farmers, incentivize them, increase the MSP by 100 rupees so that the farmers can make a switch over. But the Prime Minister didn't show any interest or inclination. We've been writing to the Agriculture Minister. We've been writing to the Environment Minister. The central government has completely abdicated its responsibility. If the Modi administration can write off debts for corporates to the tune of 1.5 lakh crore rupees, if they can earmark 1 lakh crore rupees for a bullet train project, I think it's incumbent on them to allocate 11,000 crore rupees for three states for an issue which is so critical to human life. Now, recently, the Niti Aayog has come out with a report where they've suggested that we can find a permanent solution to the stubble burning issue. So that is going to really cost the government 2,000 crore rupees.
But did you miss an opportunity? Did it show a political naivety or just selfishness that you didn't care enough to even work with AAP?
Sarah, this is not a political, you know, we shouldn't indulge in politicking on this issue. This is critical
to
human life.
We're not, you all are.
But I'll tell you something,
we
took up this matter, we want the central government to intervene here. Putting up letters on Twitter and then taking the high moral ground when your leader of opposition in Punjab is actually inciting farmers to burn stubble and defy the order of the NGT doesn't help.
So call them out. Call them out.
We've been calling them out. We seek the Prime Minister to intervene in this issue, allocate 11,000 crore rupees, and it's a promise of the Punjab government. We'll find a solution. The issue is economic.
We haven't heard anything from him on Twitter
and
on it's unfortunate. Or anything.
It's unfortunate that the BJP spokesperson pulled out at the last moment. And, you know, we talk about Make in India, we talk about Skill India. Who's going to come to Delhi? Who's going to come to the capital when this is a gas chamber?
We have an actual farmer from Punjab here. Balbir Singh ji, aise kehte hain ye kahan aa gaye hum? Aap batayega, sab log yahan pe baithkar bolte hain ki ye farmer log aap kyun nahi samajhte ho? Yahan pe itna pradushan ho raha hai, aap log aapke khet ko aise kyun jala rahe ho?
Punjab ka kisan bhi is society ka ek hissa hai.
Haan ji.
Wo bhi chintat hai. Aur main aapko bataun, humne 26 June ko चीफ मिनिस्टर को इकट्ठे होकर कहा कि इसका कोई सलूशन निकालो, अक्टूबर महीने में ये प्रॉब्लम खड़ी होगी. अगस्त महीने में हम नेशनल ग्रीन ट्रिब्यूनल में आए, वहाँ उनको बोला कि हम ये जो खर्च हो रहा है हमारा, ये गवर्नमेंट ऑफ इंडिया ने जो एमएसपी तय किया उसमें इसकी जो खर्चा था वो कॉस्ट कैलकुलेशन में बिल्कुल
एमएसपी इज सेंट्रली डिसाइडेड. अगेन बीजेपी इज नॉट हियर, दे हैव नॉट बॉदर्ड टू कम एंड दे से इट्स नॉट अ सेंट्रल इशू, बट एमएसपी इज डिसाइडेड बाय द सेंटर.
और हमने कहा कि भाई जो ये इसका खर्चा है वो किसी ने अकाउंट फॉर नहीं किया वाइल फिक्सिंग एमएसपी, तो किसान ये बेयर नहीं कर सकता. वो तो हर रोज सुसाइड कर रहा है. पंजाब का किसान बुरी तरह कर्ज में फंसा हुआ है. कोई सोल्यूशन वहां से भी नहीं निकला. और मैं लास्ट जो मीटिंग थी अक्टूबर 15 को, उस दिन मैं नेशनल ग्रीन ट्रिब्यूनल में ये कह के आ गया जी मुझे नहीं लगता कोई आप सोल्यूशन निकालेंगे, हम फंस गए हैं. पंजाब सरकार ने डंडा निकाल लिया हमारे पीछे. वो कहते हैं हम आपको जुर्माने करेंगे, आपके खिलाफ FIR करेंगे, हम आपको आपकी जो रेवेन्यू रिकॉर्ड है उसमें एंट्रीज कर देंगे. ये सब कुछ हो रहा है वहाँ पे. तो किसान कहाँ जाए? मुझे बताइए, जो प्रोसेस सरकार बता रही है या एक्सपर्ट्स बता रहे हैं उसके लिए हमें एक खरीदना पड़ेगा. रोटावेटर 1,00,000 रुपए का है और मल्चर खरीदना पड़ेगा 1,70,000 का है. रिवर्सिबल प्लाव 2,60,000 रुपए के हैं और ये छोटे ट्रैक्टर से चलता नहीं. बड़ा ट्रैक्टर खरीदना पड़ेगा 10,00,000 का. ये 10 दिन के ऑपरेशन के लिए 15,30,000 रुपया कौन किसान खर्च सकेगा? किसान तो फंस गया. किसान अधपढ़ा है, अनपढ़ है, हर कोई उसको दोष दे के तो ये पॉलिटिकल लीडर्स का सबका बर्ताव ऐसा ही है. हमारे बार बार नेशनल ग्रीन ट्रिब्यून को अप्रोच करने के बावजूद हमें कोई इसका कोई सोल्यूशन नहीं निकाला गया. हाँ, जब 26 जून को हमने चीफ मिनिस्टर को ये बात कही कि ये प्रॉब्लम होगी इसका कोई हल निकालो, तो उन्होंने एक चिट्ठी लिख दी. जब हम पूछते हैं वो कहते हैं हमने भारत सरकार को एक चिट्ठी लिख दी. चिट्ठी लिखने से काम हो जाएगा?
I'll respond to that. These are interstate issues.
This is a farmer. He's telling you the issue. We need to understand.
I'll tell you what the
issue.
Solution is. The solution is increase the MSP for farmers.
By
no, not at all. We took.
Prime
no, no, we took this up.
Farmers, I've written to the Prime Minister.
Sarah, we took this up with the Prime Minister in a personal meeting. The Chief Minister took it up on the 5th of July. Mr. Modi just didn't respond. You increase the MSP by 100 rupees. Allow them to make a switchover. That's a permanent solution to the stubble burning issue. 2,000 crore rupees annually to Punjab for a period of three years. We can solve this crisis. Solution in
front of us. Why do you think this is? Why do you think? Should we just assume that air pollution is an unavoidable consequence of economic development, of modernization, and shorter lifespans are just the collateral we have to pay for this?
No, absolutely not. And what we've been talking about all this while with stubble burning is an episodic issue. If we're talking about Delhi and air pollution,
which
it's a year-round issue,
three,
and we have
3 years at least.
Levels of air pollution that are experienced in Delhi that are 15, 20 times the WHO guidelines for safe exposure on an annual basis. This is throughout the year. And when the Aam Aadmi Party government says that, look, this is an issue that's an interstate problem, so the center has to step in and that there's not much that we can do, they released a 42-point action plan earlier this year. Where is the result of that? Why is it that we require a graded response action plan to implement common sense solutions like dust control at construction sites? Why do we need a graded response action plan or the NGT or the Supreme Court to step in to tell us that we need to buy more buses?
Okay, respond quickly.
I need to respond to what he said about pollution that's produced inside Delhi. He makes an absolutely valid point that there is enough and more pollution that is produced throughout the year, not just during this time. There are two biggest contributors to pollution in Delhi throughout the year, which is road dust and construction dust. Mm. Delhi has a very complex administrative structure. MCD, which is controlled by the BJP, controls about 84% of all roads in Delhi. So if you have to implement any road dust enforcement measures, it is upon the MCD to do that. Secondly, even for construction dust implementation, that also comes under the MCD. It's not that the Delhi government cannot do anything about it. We have issued standing instructions to DMs and SDMs across the city that if any complaints of construction dust do come in, then they must take action immediately. But on a routine basis, it is the job of the Delhi's municipality to do that. It's been for 12 years now. The BJP is in power. It's time to hold the right people accountable. Also, when it comes to public transport, it's not that the AAP government has not been able to do anything. For the last 2 years, we've been trying to float tenders for new buses. They've failed for 3 times now because of various bureaucratic hurdles.
What we want from our politicians is to be a politician, you need to also have the art of consensus, and you need to work with the opposite side. Just as Congress needs to work with you, you need to work with the LG, or you need to work with the BJP or whoever it is, or the MCD or any of these municipal corporations, because in the end, it's the public that's paying the price for it. Dr. Monga, all doctors in Delhi have been saying this is an apocalypse, and that they pretty much say that the city needs to be evacuated. Except for, of course, one doctor, that is the environment minister. He seems to think there's no problem over here. Is this really as serious as you're making it out to be?
It's a real serious situation. And I must tell you that at the level that we are getting in Delhi, you should not venture out. And in fact, if children and old people are going out, it's a real hazard. Go to any government hospital, any private hospital in Delhi, they are flooded with people with asthma, with bronchitis, with headache, with cardiac conditions and hypertension. Definitely people die because of this. And we are not finding any solution for our politicians. But as a doctor, we have advised the public of Delhi from Indian Medical Association what to do and what not to do. Any figure of AQI and PM 2.5, more than 100 is definitely bad. 150 to 200, there should be no marathons, no cycling, and more than 300, the people should not go to school, and more than 400, you should not venture out. And we have told all governments in the
262, right?
262 here inside. And if you go out on this road, because we have been getting figures of 999, it is because 999 because it does not have a fourth figure. It cannot tell you more than that.
Hari, you're one of the lawyers who fought for the ban on the sale of firecrackers, amongst other measures that you said were needed to cut down on pollution. Doctor here says doctors are advising people not to go out. But what do we do when you get different advice? You get the environment minister saying it's not a problem. You have a marathon being organized, an international event being organized. I mean, how do you feel? How do you work against such odds?
And in fact, about the marathon, I must say that we have been warning it should not be held. And still
we
people in Delhi, Airtel and other people have been doing it. You are killing people on the road, yeah. This is unpardonable. You cannot do like this.
Hari, go ahead.
Well, what? Delhi has a unique distinction, Sarah, of being the only state where we have three authorities overlooking us. One is a central government, one is a state government, and the third is a creature of the court, the EPCA, which is the Environment Pollution Prevention and Control Authority, set up in 1998.
Correct.
On the watch of three authorities, our environment pollution situation has consistently degenerated. It's totally alarming, and this is not on. In fact, in 98, when the EPCA was set up, it was set up with the sole objective of improving Delhi's air. Instead of improving, today we are at a much, much worse stage. And I have a serious problem here. When they use the word graded, it really is upsetting. The problem is we are not in a situation where we can have a graded response anymore. In 98, they said graded response. Today, we are way beyond graded response. Today, we are at a stage where immediate action is required. And I'm not happy with any of these
keep
governments.
Keep your kids at home. That
yes,
is not the answer.
Keep your kids at home. I mean, we've got 6 air purifiers in our house. We've got masks. So we are dealing with it. What about the poor kids? What about other children who don't have the ability to have an air purifier in the house or to buy a mask? So the point is immediate measures are needed, and it's not enough to say I did this or I did that. Obviously, it's too little, too late. Now, immediately what can be done? We have to look at it, right? First and foremost, in my opinion, for all enforcements of whether it's waste burning or firecrackers beyond 10 p.m. or whether it is construction. Construction has now been banned by NGT. Yeah. for all these enforcement measures in Delhi, the Delhi police has to cooperate. As we saw during Diwali, I was in Goa. Okay, again, I have the luxury of leaving the city. And I left Delhi during Diwali because I knew this is what is going to happen.
But how many people can afford to do that?
Yeah. How many people can leave Delhi? So we were in Goa and we received call after call from friends at 10 p.m., 10:30, 11, 1 o'clock at night saying, Hari, I can hear firecrackers going off. And my husband sits in calls in New Friends Colony Police Station, the Basant Vihar Police Station, and Anandiketan Police Station from Goa. Saying,
Sorry, why are we pointing fingers at the government and saying all of these three authorities when we ourselves aren't taking responsibility for our own health? Vesna, can you come in here? You actually are a fitness instructor. So people are concerned about their health, but the dichotomy is that we are happy to burst crackers on Diwali.
Absolutely, because that is the oxymoron of we have a serious issue, and the problem is that nobody takes it seriously. We go up in arms in January, up to January, then the rain starts, the weather turns red, and we forget everything about environment, about the air quality, about pollution. Just because we don't see air doesn't mean the quality cannot be good. We have gotten to such abysmal levels of first being responsible as the citizens, as parents, then as professionals. We all contribute to pollution in various degrees. This is the problem that will take of systematic effort at least 10 years to sort out. And you shutting out the power plant is one part of solution. But if you do not provide the adequate delivery of the electricity, that results in a few million households turning
running
on generators,
which
are run
generator.
On the gas. So these knee-jerk responses are not actually sorting out anything. There has to be immediate response, which right now is carry the mask, equip yourself with air purifier, drink a lot of water, have a tulsi, have a garlic, have a honey, because you have to, particularly for the young children, I'm talking as a parent as well, because it pains me what is this pollution doing to her lungs in the long term, because the chronic diseases are on the rise because of that. Then intermediate measures are, what are we doing about the dust pollution? What are we doing about cleaning the streets? Only one time in a year I actually see somebody washing the streets around when everybody goes up in the arms. Otherwise, there is no cleaning of streets, there is no covering construction sites, there is no implementation on the even the pollution laws on the cars. And then
so
we have a long-term solution, which
is the... out of the city, I'm sure you've considered that, but you're married to an Indian, which is why you can't
This
leave.
Is my place. This is my place. I had chosen Delhi to be and India to be my country. So this is my adopted and been lucky enough to be adopted by India. But the thing is that it's pathetic. And we also have a luxury to leave. And I try to run away from this, but we should not be running away.
Yes.
We
good
should
or bad,
be coming
this is our country.
As
we have to fight to improve it for
right.
the future of these
I mean,
for,
I have suspended my sessions post 5 p.m. Doing a marathon in this climate is ridiculous. You should not increase your cardiovascular you should not activate it at all. You should actually club yourself up and meditate, you know, to reduce the
so
consumption of oxygen right
your,
now.
Your timings when you
I have changed
so
my
it affects
timings.
You professionally also. But let's speak to your daughter first.
Absolutely.
How are you and your friends reacting to this past week? Are you just excited that you've had days off from school?
Yes, but one of my best friends, Paheli Sa, she has asthma since birth, and it becomes worse every year around this time because she has gone to the ICU like many times just because of what's happening right here.
How old is she?
She's 8. He's 9 actually, 9. My cousin, she sent me a video of 40 cars they banged on the expressway just because of the smog. And I'm actually happy that they've closed the schools because millions of children just like her, anything can happen to them. Like, we don't even know if there's something happening right now inside our bodies. We don't know anything.
From the mouth of babes. I know, from the mouth of babes. Gagan, you're actually a marathon runner.
Yeah.
And you're running this marathon?
Hopefully, yes.
Why do you say that? We have a doctor here, you have somebody else who's a professional in the field of fitness, and they're both advising that this would be suicidal.
See, we are fitness professionals and we provide health to everybody for like throughout the year, and they train with us throughout the year for a specific reason, and one of the reason being to stay healthy. But this is the high time they have a race coming up, they are registered and they are fully prepared. From past 6 months, they are putting their hard work into it. Yes, I know the levels were too high last week. We cancelled many sessions in the morning and we conduct indoor sessions in the gyms and told them to just run on the treadmill to continue their training. And most of the training happens in like 3-4 months before the race. So last week
is
actually...
That's what sport is about. You win some, you lose some. You've been training for months, but you know you don't get to go for the Olympics. They've been training for 4 years and something comes up. So many of our athletes don't get a visa or something or the other.
Yeah,
it's all part of the game.
They can definitely skip the marathon. If the, on the day of the race, the PM level is too high, I will suggest them to just step out of the race. It's the matter of...
Should the organizers be pulling back?
May I add something? Why don't we use the marathon for all participants to put on masks and get out in a protest?
Even if this marathon is cancelled, do you think anything will change? Unlike China, when you had the Olympics and they were the sink closure of the entire world's eyes, since then they've actually brought down their levels. Do you think it's going to change?
So it's I'm not very hopeful at this point in time, because you're dealing with an environment of willful ignorance of the health impacts, right? Where you have ministers of the government saying that they don't believe
abdication
that there are...
Abdication of duty.
It's an abdication of duty, certainly. And you're having to have the judiciary step in at each and every point in time over the last 20 years to try and enact some kind of policy which can alleviate the air pollution issue in this city and more so in the region. This can only happen when there's some groundswell of public opinion that really demands this kind of change. In China, there was to some extent, because the U.S. Embassy started putting out numbers, people started understanding what it's really doing to their health. If marathon runners, I used to run in Delhi before. I used to go for a run every morning and I used to cough my lungs out, honestly. I don't know how you guys do it for 26 kilometers. It's just, it's impossible.
But
yeah.
I don't know how you do it. The organizers should have known that this is not the best time to hold a marathon like this in the city of Delhi.
But when you have
the cities... Not so bad in November, mid-November, every year it's getting worse. Normally you think December 15th or Jan 15th is when you need
worst
to get out. Yeah. Now by November 15th, it's already bad.
But when you have public health professionals and you have the top physicians of the country essentially coming out in public and telling you that the city is unlivable, please don't go out for a run, you will hurt your health, then I think that's something really that you need to consider and people need to think about going forward.
Or use the opportunity to protest and get the government to move. Because again, if all of us come together, regardless to our orientation, nation, we are all sharing the same city. This is not a political matter. This is not a state. This is matter of people living. We all have a right to live and breathe clean air. It's a fundamental right.
We should lose every chance to get out. Delhi government mentioned that, you know, they're floating a tender for buses. My request to Delhi government is to move to electric buses, right?
Yeah.
Your total needed capacity is apparently 11,000 buses and you presently have 5,000 buses. So 1,000, 2,000, even 729 buses, which you mentioned, is not sufficient. You need 6,000 more buses in Delhi to genuinely augment public transport, and they have to be electric. All the countries are moving to electric mode of transport. I think
Except
Delhi government us. Should... have electric buses.
Let's get Dr. Jagdish Khattar in here. You're the former president of the Society of Indian Automobile Manufacturers. Why aren't we seeing a push for electric cars and electric vehicles, for example, even though we have such a huge pollution problem? You're the insider, tell us.
Who has given you the impression that automobile industry is against any step to be taken to
I
control?
Never said that. Obviously, you're on a weak wicket, that's why you're mentioning
you
that.
You use the word pushback.
The lady protested too much, sir.
No, you would use the word pushback. Can I take a holistic view of the whole thing? You see, as far as automobile industry is concerned, we have to accept that you've got all major players of the world in this country. Mm-hmm. They are all very responsible. They are all operating in over dozens of countries. Each one of them has a different, as far as the environment and pollution needs are concerned, and they comply with it.
They comply with rules and our rules are so lax.
No, please, it is not. Today you are on Euro 4, which is fantastic. I mean,
shouldn't we be on Euro 6?
Arre bhaiya, usse koi farak nahi padega. You have got major problems other ways. So you have got a roadmap, they will follow the roadmap. And even now, the government has decided to advance Euro 6 and eliminate Euro 5.
Hmm.
Never done anywhere in the world. All technologies go step by step, but the industry has accepted it and they will do it. Electric vehicles, let them come, and they will do it. All of them are doing research. I have personal reservations what madam is saying, please do not, we are not a good technology country. We must let advanced countries adopt the technology and stabilize and follow. Otherwise, we'll run into a problem. But that's my personal view. You know, we have always followed Europe 3 years later in every technology, because it's very expensive, the new technology. So let them do it and we follow it, and 3 years doesn't make any difference. Now, coming back to the problems in Delhi and India, you know, I must tell you that there is no solution every year. It's a national problem. And the solution will come over a period of 8 to 10 years. It's not going to come.
What is
like
the solution?
That. I'm just saying, if you read yesterday's Indian Express, the Mexican ambassador has written about how they have taken 15 years, 18 years to reach the level that they have reached. In the city of their capital, they had the largest refinery, which they relocated outside. So there are major things to be done. You know, we are talking about so many things. It's a crisis for the country. I think we need a mission mode in this.
If I can just add to that.
We need political will. Okay, go ahead.
See, we need a mission mode in that. Prime Minister or some leader has to take it over and really get everyone under the same umbrella. As Mr. Salve was saying, that you have a law today and it cuts across all departments, all country, all states. We need that sort of an authority to make a blueprint and continue every year, every week, every month, every year. And then we will achieve.
We already have three authorities, as Hari has pointed out, for Delhi.
You know, madam, I was a founder member of the
EPCA. It seems Mexico has possibly more political will than we do.
The meeting took place in my office.
Mr. Ahuja, we need political will. You're also a farmer yourself, right?
Yeah.
And you come up with farm solutions. Tell us, is there a political will on the ground? You've proven that you can actually not have to burn your stubble.
Yes.
How?
See, we need to see the larger picture. Why farmers burn? They burn because of lack of awareness, affordability and availability. We have very small land holdings in India, very small. Our land holding, average land holding in Punjab is about 2 hectares, which is not a viable unit, what he was saying. And the machines are not available. If they are available, they are underutilized. So we are promoting Ola Uber model for the villagers, so that machines, they don't have to buy. A 5-acre owner should not be buying machines. So this is what we are promoting, that machines should be available on a phone call and available on pay-for-use basis. But for this, seriously, the political will is missing. And if you allow me, I mean, without taking political sides, I'll blame both the government of India and the states. I'll put it this way. So you were talking about money. There is enough money lying within the states, enough money lying.
You're a Punjab farmer from Punjab.
Yes.
So you're talking about Punjab. So there's money in Punjab.
Punjab and Haryana, both. Sure. This money from center comes under a scheme where state has a 40% share, state has to invest 40%, and 60% is the central government's share. For example, in case of Punjab, last 2 years, this money has not been utilized. It goes back.
Surrender.
It goes back. Ditto for Haryana. I don't want to take political sides where BJP is in power. The money.
Let me finish.
So now what happens is the money comes to the treasury, gets spent somewhere else. Unfortunately,
okay,
they
so
used
the
to send it
so
to the escrow account.
Is it a question of priorities?
Let
the money
me,
gets
let me,
spent
let me
somewhere
respond
else.
To that. You're referring to the Tribune report. We came in power. The Congress Party came to power in Punjab in April 2017.
Money
you're
like
referring
today.
To. Let me respond to that. So I'll respond to that. You're talking about 2016, 17 and 17, 18. We're still in 17, 18. What they provided was about 30 crore rupees. We need 2,000 crore rupees to really make a shift to eco-friendly ways. Now, let me just respond.
Let me just suggest pragmatic solutions. See, unfortunately, the awareness is even at the political level. There is a problem. There are 9 solutions available to this problem. You, CM sir mentions only the lifting of residue. No. And all the solutions are available within the Indian universities. We
so
don't
we need funds.
This is
I
no
agree with you.
Technology.
There are solutions.
I
this
work
is an economic problem.
No,
this is an economic problem. Let me respond to that. Let me respond to that. Let me respond to that. This is an economic problem. You give us the funds, we'll find the solution. Now, the nodal ministry for this is the Union Environment Ministry. And you have Dr. Harshvardhan trivializing the issue. despite being an MP from Delhi. That reflects their sincerity, point number one. What the AAP representative said, that, you know, this doesn't fall under our domain. Transport department falls under your domain. PWD department falls under your domain. Pollution control department falls under your domain. Now the NGT has castigated Mr. Kejriwal's government. You've been caught napping yet again. You did not implement the report, the Action Committee report approved by the Supreme Court. Now coming to the stubble burning issue, let me suggest a concrete solution to this. Implement the Niti Aayog report. Give the states, three states, Punjab, Haryana and Uttar Pradesh, 11,000 crore rupees. Increase the MSP for the farmers. Use the NREGA route and we'll solve the problem. That's a concrete solution.
See, sir.
Okay, one second. I want to go across to Moritz. Moritz, you have Vikram saying this is not rocket science. You're a foreigner. You live in India now. You're German. When you listen to all of us going on and on about something as crucial as our health, what is going through your mind?
Don't ask him. It will be very embarrassing.
No. I mean, I see the very big complexity of the problem. I walk with my dog every day in the morning in Nehru Park. I see, you can see and smell the smog. But hearing all these different problems and perspectives, I see how difficult it must be to solve. I don't know if you know, but in Germany right now, the government is building a new government. They are similarly fighting over different issues as you are right now. And so I can relate to that and I can understand that. But personally experiencing it, I really feel sad. I saw so many people in June, July to use these machines in the parks, doing sports and so on. Right now I see maybe two or three people. I still go out with a mask, but I see two or three people actually exercising and doing sports, and I also wouldn't do it if it wasn't for the dog, basically. So yeah.
Well, we now need masks for dogs soon. Ankit Malhotra, though, is one person who has found a silver lining in all of this. Right, you're the co-founder of Kliksha Carpool.
Kliksha
Carpool. Okay, this is something one should be doing anyway. In other countries, this is encouraged, but here we're doing this out of necessity.
We are trying to solve only the 10% of the problem, which is basically through carpool. It should be followed religiously, but it is not. See, in India, there's a hindrance which everyone holds. Ghar and gaadi is the premier things somebody can afford. So nobody would share their car space with anyone. So there's no motivation around it.
No, right. So in your experience, in the last year when we had the two rounds of odd even, once it stopped, did anybody continue to carpool?
Well, in the second phase, it didn't. It was not so successful. That is why we just redesigned the whole concept in the month of August this year. So we were very much prepared for this. We saw that we actually thought that, you know, carpooling or odd even would come back again, considering the situation that has happened.
So you're disappointed business-wise that it's not back yet. We don't know. Huh?
Yes.
So is it good for the environment? What do you know?
So carpooling, yes, it is. You know, the concept is, you know, every one person occupies around 2 cubic meters of space on the road. No matter how much you develop the infrastructure, right? There are new cars getting added every day.
And this is only 15% of Delhi's population has cars. 60% or so don't have cars and they have no buses either.
Yes, and still we face traffic congestion every morning, every evening. We are standing on the road for 2 hours, burning the diesel or burning the fuel. Right, and at the end of the day, we are just impacting the nature. So
okay,
it's
but
it's
it brings me back to this question: do we have anybody to blame but ourselves? Like I asked Hari, if you're saying once odd even is called off, people stop carpooling, we have nobody to blame. How can we point fingers at others? As an Indian, will you respond?
No, it's our own duty that we have to follow that religiously, like I said, but it has not been followed. So we are disappointed, yes, because odd even getting called off.
You're disappointed that odd even has not been called off.
So odd even has been called off for now, but on Monday the matter will go back to the NGT and we hope that the NGT will allow us
but
to...
But why is it so that odd even is the only resort for...
It's not... It's
and
not,
odd even
yeah,
won't work
resort.
If it is the only resort, right? No, if you haven't backed it up by cracking down on construction, building up public transport...
So Delhi government has put up these boards and hoardings everywhere, use car tools. But has it been religiously implemented anywhere?
You know, how can a government implement carpooling? It's up to the citizens to
okay,
take it
Ankit.
Up. Sarah, hold on. I have no qualms in admitting that Perhaps Delhi government should have done more. Absolutely, there's always scope for improvement. The Punjab government needs to do more. The center needs to do more. But at this time of crisis, I don't see a national leadership doing anything about it. Why is the central government not calling all these states to meet? Why are they not playing that role of stewarding this effort to build a consensus for the future, if not for today? It's clearly things are out of hand. Clearly, there's no immediate solution to the smoke that's hovering around us right now. But if we are to look at the future, if we are to look at solutions, it is incumbent upon the center to call all these states, call Delhi, call Punjab, call Haryana, sit down with us, talk about what kind of subsidies Punjab needs, if there is any financial answer to Punjab's farmers, to the problems of Punjab's farmers. But even that kind of leadership is missing. If you look, if the BJP representative hasn't even turned up for this discussion, let alone at the government level. So there is a crisis of leadership at the national level that's, you know, causing this. If the leadership of the BJP is in Himachal and Gujarat right now campaigning, then they better get here and talk to every stakeholder and look at the future and look for solutions.
And pollution never shows up on any manifesto. Manan Bhan has studied environmental change and management. Why is India like this? Look at the way China has reacted and look at the way we're reacting.
So the thing to keep in mind here is that this is a public health emergency across the country. So what I believe, call me an optimist or call me naive, but I believe there is a solution. And we need to get all these guys together in a platform which is outside the courtroom. There are public health professionals here. There's a representative from the AAP. There's a representative from the Congress. There should have been a representative from the BJP. There's a farmer with us. We need to get all these guys together in a platform which is outside the courtroom and constitute, let's say, a task force to look at this matter in an integrated way so that next time we can preempt the kind of solution that these guys can come up with.
We still have 3 months left of the winter. Already the weather's gotten better. It's going to be better this week. Most probably we'll all forget and we will all move on. I'm getting out of town, as Hari says. I'll only be back next Sunday for the next show. Not all of us can afford it, but we need to speak up as people. We, the people, really need to speak up. That's it for tonight. Thank you so much, everyone, for joining us. Thank you.